to share. I was actually preparing a shiur for MMY, which I thought was meaningful and interesting, and dealt with an interesting topic in the world of Machshava Yisrael, so I thought maybe I would share that. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ran, as to whether or not a vote is always a good idea. As funny as that sounds, everyone agrees it's aser. The Rambam thinks it's utter stupidity and unwise. Bowing down to a son is just, it's a big mistake. It's an understandable mistake, but it's not wise. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Akum, this is a big mistake that the people made. They started bowing down to the sun and worshiping the sun, not because they thought the sun created the world. What they thought was the sun was a great way of indirectly showing kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mistake. There was well-meaning. It was a, not malicious, deliberate disobeying of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, but nonetheless, it was utter stupidity. It was a big mistake and something that we should not have done. The Ran, in the Drasha Saran, I think it's Drasha Tess, the ninth one, writes that he disagrees. It makes a lot of sense. It's logical. It makes a lot of sense to try and serve Hashem properly. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the sun in the sky, it deserves kavod. The same way you would show more respect to a prince, and indirectly, by doing so, indirectly we show respect to the king, so too, we should bow down to the sun and worship and bring his karbanos, the stars and whatnot. That's why the Ran says it was so important for the Chumash to teach us otherwise. There's numerous psukim teaching us otherwise because it makes a lot of sense to do so. Fascinating machlokas. In other words, is the Torah telling you it's us, it's reinforcing something that we already believe in, or is it almost like telling us, because you think it makes a lot of sense to do, that's not the reason why I have to teach with Aser. Everyone agrees it's Aser, everyone agrees it's Yag Vayav, or everyone agrees it's a terrible Avera. There's no question about that. The question is, Misvara, what would you have said on your own? So I was thinking to myself, first of all, it was fascinating. I just thought that was a cool thought. Number one is it reminded me how little of Machshav Yisrael I was aware of. I heard a lot of arts in the Musa Shmuz and the Hashkafa Shmuz, but like really, that was point number one. We should, read and think and keep on going. Number two is what's behind this machlokas? Like, what's going on here? What's this far for a cheetah? How would you analyze this? How would you understand it? So it's an interesting question. The Ran actually continues. And the Ran says, well, then according to the Ran, what's wrong with it? Why is this not a good thing? If God makes sense logically, why is it not good? So the Ran actually says the reason why, the Ran explains, is because this is not the path God wants us to take. The Ran actually says, he continues talking about the Pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm Lord your God, the first Yisrael Dibros, Shor Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim. Why does it say Shor Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim? The Ran actually takes the side of the Kuzari against the Evin Ezra. There's a famous machlokes, the Kuzari and the Evin Ezra, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces himself as the God who took you out of Egypt. The Kuzari writes in the first piece, the reason why, anyone know the Kuzari a little bit? Briefly, the Kuzari was a Kuzri is a book that was authored by Rav Yehuda Levi. And the way it starts off is there was this king who had a dream, and the dream was some type of prophetic dream, some type of nevuah of whatnot, I don't know what. Not nevuah, but some type of prophetic dream. On some level, I don't know exactly what it was, but God came to him in a dream and said, you have all the right motivations, but you're barking up all the wrong trees. In other words, you're erroneously, accidentally, but nonetheless erroneously, not uncovering me. You're not connected to God, but nonetheless, you're trying your best. So he asks the Christian for his theology and rejects him like after two paragraphs of discussion. And the Muslim and rejects him after two paragraphs of discussion. The secular philosopher rejects him after two paragraphs. He goes, I have no one else. I got to turn to the Jew. He goes to the Jew and he says, what's behind your ideology? And the Jew says, well, God took us out of Egypt. He's like, I should have known not even to start with you, you stupid Jew. The Christian at least tells me God created the world. The Muslims, God created the world. Why would you start by saying God took us out of Egypt? Why don't you introduce God by what he did most impressively? And the Kuzari responds by saying, we have no idea how to understand. In other words, the best way we don't understand my separation if we weren't there. But I share with you that our forefathers saw. God said that to people who experienced it. And that's the Ran reiterates. It's like, do you remember me? I just took you out of Mitzrayim. I want you to connect to me in ways that you understand. I took you out of Mitzrayim. You have an Ezra in his parish in Chomish and Parakaf. I think it's Mamish in right there, maybe it's Pasach or Bezos or whatever it is. Right, Rav Yehuda Levi came over to me and asked me a question. He asked me, why does it say Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim? So I told him my answer. The Evin Ezra answer is different. The Evin Ezra answer is not a fundamental answer, but a technical answer. According to the Evin Ezra, the reason why God says Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim is because if I would talk about my separations, I would lose the feeble-minded. In other words, not everyone is a philosopher. Not everyone is sophisticated enough to understand, appreciate the depth of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And if you ask them, you talk to them, they tell you my belief is based upon Ma'aseh Bereishis. They'll be shot down quickly by all sorts of philosophically oriented people stronger than them, which is a great peripheral insight, which is the winner of the debate is not the person who's right, but the better debater. Worthwhile thing to be aware of that in terms of debates. Truth is often, but not always, uncovered by a debate. Usually debater is uncovered by who's the better debater. See, Ebenezer is afraid the Jews are going to lose left and right. So God says, let me show it to you. Let me tone it down a little bit. For the feeble-minded, for the simple-minded, for the unsophisticated Jews, the best way to connect to me is what you've experienced. This machlokas, Ebenezer versus Reviewed Al-Levi, is in the major Hashemite machlokas. Do we connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu based upon our experiences or based upon philosophical truth? How does God reach out to us? Should he have reached out by Ma'aseh Bereishis, but technically, okay, for some of the stupid people we can't, or is it fundamentally the right way to go to say Me'aretz Mitzrayim, So the Ran and the Kuzri of this school of thought, and I think that what's going on in the Ran is exactly over here. We're supposed to connect to God in ways we understand. We can't really connect to God in the deeper philosophical, experientially. People are supposed to connect to God based upon what we understand. According to the Rambam, and perhaps the Ebenezer, we're supposed to understand God as to based on who he is. Deep, profound philosophy. The Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos, if a person builds a wall and then dies, and 200 years later a philosopher sits in the shade of that wall and philosophizes even better, that wall builder, the construction worker, has purpose in his life. Meaning, according to the Rambam, the goal is to understand God as best as he can. And therefore the Torah is primarily designed towards teaching us truth. According to the Ran, according to the Kuzari, the goal of Torah, the goal of mitzvahs, is to help us uncover ways to connect to God. And therefore, serving stars in the sun is a good way to connect. It's not stupid. It makes a lot of sense. That's how we're supposed to do it. Except for the fact that God said, no, that's not what I want you to do. That's a terrible way. But logically, it would have been fine without a Gezeirah Sakasav. You find the similar machlokas between the Rambam and Ramban, which I think works out. Rambam l'shitaso, and the Ramban is going to be like in the same school of thought as the Ran, regarding Kishuf. There's an issue that a person should not be involved in sorcery or like black magic type of things. You shouldn't go ask, some type of gypsies to determine the future based upon speaking to their bone or these type of things. Torah says not to do that. And then the Torah concludes with Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokechem. So the Ramban quotes those, which happens to be the Rambam and the in the Myrna Vuchim, who says, why should you not be involved in sorcery and kishuf in this type of practice? The Rambam says it's because it's utter stupidity, it's foolishness, it's not true. You don't be involved in stupid things. Avoid foolishness. Torah is trying to educate us towards the Derech HaEmes. And this is total and utter foolishness. Torah is navigating us away from Avodah Zarah, navigating us away from sorcery, navigating us towards truth, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban has a powerful line where he disagrees. The Ramban there in Sefer Devar, Mala Torah, writes, how can anyone deny what we've all seen work with our own eyes? We've seen sorcery work. We know these powers exist. Fascinating. According to the Ramban, it's not stupidity, it actually works. It's just, what's wrong with it? The Ramban says, it's like the Torah calls it, it's a Taweva. Or in other words, this is not the way God wants you to reach out and connect to him. This, I think, is the same machlok. So what boils down to, ultimately, is that there's two ways in Jewish thought, I think, to connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Understanding, intellectual, philosophical, cerebral. That's what the Rambam and Ebenezer seem to believe in. And the other one is just emotional connection. I want to connect. The goal of mitzvahs is not to facilitate an intellectual understanding like the Rambam would probably have it, but rather emotional connected to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now the question is, which ways are the ways he wants, which are the ways he doesn't want? And that's where we have to distinguish between Avodah Zarah and Kishuf, which is terrible, versus 613 mitzvahs, which are great. In the postmodern world we live in, both in the secular postmodern world and somewhat of a religious postmodern world, these days you speak to Rabbanim, Gedolim, Bali Hashkafa, they probably tell you which way should you connect to God. The answer is whichever way you feel works for you. They're Rambam, they were the Elu Ve'elu, they're Rambam Jews, they're Ran Jews, they're Kuzari Jews, Rebbe Ezra Jews, people who can connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu philosophically, people who connect to him emotionally, religiously. These days, Elu Ve'elu, the Hashkafa has grown so much, and the individuality and need for individuality of our world has grown so much that the Bali Hashkafa have encouraged us to figure out which tracks works for us and some to combine and synthesize everything together. And therefore, following in Maribam's footsteps, being handed the Masorah I was given. I would strongly encourage you to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu intellectually, emotionally, whichever way it works for you. I would encourage you to do as much as possible. I feel my relationship has only been enhanced as much as it has been by both intellectual comprehension of understanding of what God wants in this world, as well as feeling like emotionally connected, and ultimately we should continue trying our best to serve and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both have a good day and a good week. Thank you.